This is Diane Xavier with the Guadalupe Radio Network. The Fighting Irish have invaded Dallas. Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly recently visited the Notre Dame Club of Dallas 2011 football kickoff party at the Hilton Anatole. Kelly spoke to over 200 alumni about his goals and visions for Notre Dame football. Kelly says it's time his team returned to their BCS level status. Coach, Notre Dame is known to have a very high graduation rate.
Yes.
And especially with the lockout happening in the NFL, what do y'all do at Notre Dame that makes y'all have such a good graduation rate and stress the importance of not just a strong athletic career but a good education?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think it starts with who you recruit. Make certain that you're recruiting to Notre Dame those that understand the value of an education, because it's not a four-year decision, it's a 40-year decision. And I think the lockout shows that, you know, when you don't have that check coming in and you don't have a degree, it's certainly going to be a lot tougher for you. So we really look at the recruiting process first. And then secondly, it's really about the university's mission, and that is to graduate its student athletes and all of our students. So I think the mission of the university and recruitment has a lot to do with that.
I know there's been a lot of talk in the media and attention given to athletes that have gotten in trouble, you know, because they've, you know, worked did things against NCAA rules. How does Notre Dame have a reputation of avoiding that and keep its athletes close and abide by the rules?
Well, I think it's the university in itself. You know, we're a residential campus. Kids live on campus. Football players are not by themselves. They live with the student body, so there's no football dorms. So I think really just the residential campus life creates an atmosphere there that's a lot different. It's not better, but it's certainly proven to be something that has kept us out of the headlines. And I think just the mission of the university itself has created that.
As far as next year's team, what are y'all focusing on to get to a BCS title game or the national championship?
Well, the expectations are high. I mean, I think every year at Notre Dame, you don't play to get in the Sun Bowl. No disrespect to the Sun Bowl, but you play to get in BCS games because we're not in a conference. You know, so you can't be playing for the Big Ten championship or the Big 12. You've got to play for BCS games. So our expectations are to get to a BCS game. We're going to have to play better football consistently. We had a great finish to the season. We're going to have to start better.
Notre Dame is going to be playing at Cowboys Stadium in a couple of years, and just talk about that experience.
Well, obviously it's just a grand stage for football. You know, we're playing Arizona State there, and I think just the fact that we're in Dallas, you know, again, getting back to where our huge alumni groups are, and that's going to be an exciting thing. And I'm sure our kids are going to love seeing that Jumbotron and just how exciting of an environment that is.
What do you think makes Notre Dame football special, especially with its alumni groups like the ones in Dallas?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, our graduation success rate, you know, number one in the country again this year. We're going to graduate our players. We've got a great alumni following throughout the country. We've won more national championships and have more Heisman Trophy winners than any other program. Now, we haven't done it in a while, so we've got to bridge that gap and start winning more football games this coming season. But I think those are some of the unique traits we have.
For the Guadalupe Radio Network in Dallas-Fort Worth, I'm Diane Xavier.